News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Irish universities tumbling down the influential world rankings. Just a quick insight, Trinity is now 104th outside the top 100. It was 88. UCD down from 168 to 193rd. NUI Galway has gone from 243rd to 260th. UCC 228 to 323rd. It's catastrophic for our colleges. For more on this, we're joined by Jim Miley, Director General at Irish Universities Association. Jim, what's happening? Why has this fall happened?
Good morning, Shane. I think to say it's catastrophic may be overstating it. It is worrying. It is very disappointing to see five of our seven universities that we represent falling in the rankings. This is directly related to the funding problem that we've had in third level, stretching right back over the last decade in the recession years. From which we haven't recovered. The government made a small move in the last budget to increase funding, but there's a yawning gap in what our universities are getting in terms of state funding compared with what our main competitors are.
How big is that gap, Jim?
Well, one of the measures is percentage of state of funding that goes of GDP. So we have about 1.1% of GDP in Ireland is spent on third level. The OECD average is 1.5%, and some of the best countries in Europe that we are competing with are close to 2% of GDP. You can also look at staff-student ratio, or you can look at funding per student. We're well below our competitors on all those key measures.
Okay.
The government has set an ambition for us to be the best in Europe, an ambition that we share, by the way. But you can't be the best in Europe if you're not funding to the same level as
Okay, we had the Cassell's report on this, looking at the funding crisis, because I think even demographically, if you look at the demographics, I think we need an extra 600 million a year from 2021 and then rising to a billion a year. So that's even as things stand, that's just to stay level. The Cassell's report looked into this 2 years ago. It went to the Oireachtas Committee on Education. It recommended a number of measures. I think the main one it recommended was the idea of student loans. No politician wants to touch this, and this has been left just sitting in abeyance, hasn't it?
It has, but I think we need to, first of all, you're right. I mean, there's the existing gap in funding because of the cutback, but then we have this huge bulge coming in that are currently going through first and second level that are coming to the doors of universities and institutes of technology over the next 10 years. So we know all this is happening. The problem with the loans issue is that it's become a distraction. The Cassell's report came up with three options, and its preferred option included a proposal for that income contingent loans for students would get loans and then pay them back when they start working. However, under that option as well, the state still needed to put in significant extra funding. And in fact, the loans were only a bit part solution to the problem. The government and the entire establishment has got hung up on an argument about loans.
Well, hung up with good reason. Where else will the money come from if it doesn't come from?
Well, in the first instance, the state, the lion's share in the Cassell's report option that was recommended to government is actually the state needs to step up and put in more money itself.
So
that, in the first instance, would certainly help us to close the gap that's already there.
How much money? Sorry, you just spell it out. How much money?
I mean, the variation is between 600 million and 1.1 billion, depending on which option
you take. That money's not there, Jim.
Well, I think, Shane, this doesn't happen. The important thing is this doesn't have to happen immediately. This is by 2030. So it's not that you have to lump in all that money next year or the following year. This is incremental over the years. The universities have already done a huge amount themselves. I mean, we're now educating a third more students with very little extra money compared with 10 years ago. The universities have also gone and borrowed money from the European Investment Bank, so they've built a lot of new buildings, but they've done that on the hock, if you like. And unfortunately, we can't continue to do that. But the important thing about it is, why is this important? I mean, everyone tells us that our top talent is our big calling card for the strength of our economy. Okay. And it is our universities and third-level colleges that produces our top talent. So this is about investing in our future. We had a big announcement of the infrastructure investment in Project Ireland 2040. The human capital investment is, I would argue, even more important than the bricks and mortar investment.
All right, Jim. We'll leave it there. Jim Miley, Director General at Irish Universities Association.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.